Hello, and welcome to the Celtic History Podcast Update. Hi all. It's been far too long since I've spoken to you all, and for that I sincerely apologise, but unfortunately the podcast has had to go on the back burner, and I believe my loyal supporters deserve to know why. Several circumstances have impacted my ability to commit to the social media and post bonus content while I work on season 2 of the podcast. A change in work circumstances has meant my commitment to my main job has increased substantially since I posted my last episode. My wife entered her most demanding year of study yet, which meant I had to increase my responsibilities at home at the same time to alleviate the burden on my wife, whom I must say I am very proud of. Well done, Deborah. 3, technology issues. I had 2 main issues with tech, the first being my microphone broke, which was fairly easy to resolve, and I've had no less than 3 phones in the last 6 months. I rely on my phone to manage the social media, and this leads to problem number 4, loss of content. I've made 2 trips to create additional content for the podcast in the last 8 months, and due to the phone issues, all of that content has been lost, I'm very sad to say. Especially my trip to Aberdeenshire for my pick series, and my in-person meeting with Dr. Gordon Noble at the site of Birkhead, where I was lucky enough to receive a tour of the site. As a result of this, it seriously impacted my ability to continue the picked series that was on Instagram, and it's also delayed my online interview with Gordon, which was supposed to come at the end of that series. That also brings us to issue number 5, which I hoped would never have to cross my lips, but financial issues due to both rampant inflation and the fact I only charge my patrons per episode. I'm now running the podcast servers at a deficit. I am also pouring hours and hours into research, buying again the materials off my own dime, which has resulted in a serious net loss. Being the only full-time worker in the household at present, it is very difficult for me to justify the amount of time and money that I need to sink in this at the moment. And so I have taken a good chunk of 2024 off. So enough of the excuses. What's the plan? Well, after I've completed a scheduled talk for the Tramontium Trust, all the podcast attention can return to season 2, which is due to release around autumn 2024. I'm also creating a social media post backlog, and I'm hoping to reschedule and secure interviews after the dig season of 2024 has concluded. I'm also planning to expand my content across multiple platforms, and will need the support of those who listen to the podcast to do this. My episode downloads and listens are very high, but unfortunately, the Instagram following is an absolute drop in the bucket compared to the number of downloads, and my other social medias are followed even less. And I'm sad to say, for those of you who enjoy the episodes, if you're not following the Instagram, you're seriously missing out on supplementary content, images, description, context, and even some museums that I have visited to put some of this stuff into greater archaeological context. I've spread my content across YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Patreon, but I'm hoping to up my commitment to YouTube and Patreon, fully spread support across those other platforms, and supplement the information that I give in the main episodes. I will still only charge my Patreons by episodes I release until I can produce enough content to justify this, but this unfortunately will be years down the line, as I'm also planning to return to full-time study after my wife has secured a post-university job, likely to be the summer of 2025. However, I'm also hoping to expand my availability to other museums and trusts who have an interest in my live content, and if any of you are out there work for said organizations, do not hesitate to contact me. Finally, if any of you wish to volunteer to help make this content more accessible, more regular, and more possible, please do not hesitate to contact me at CelticHistoryPod@gmail.com. I'm particularly interested in those with social media experience and, of course, researchers. And for those who wish to support the podcast financially, find me on Patreon. I will post a link in the description. But if you cannot find this, then again, please do email me. I will send you it directly, as searching on Patreon seems to yield no results. If you're interested in increasing community discussion in a smaller, more active community, I do have a Discord server, which I'm hoping to post in more often. But this is a space for those in my community to discuss their ideas about Celtic history and Celtic identity, which in modern media and academia is very much under attack. Last, but by no means least, I'd like to thank Rhianne Kennedy and Gabriel Thorpe for their unwavering support of this podcast, and express my excitement for season 2, which will contain the rise of the Latin Celts, the sack of Rome and Delphi, and introduce the bombastic stages such as the Wars of the Diadochi, the successors of Alexander, the Punic Wars, and the famous Roman vengeful genocide from the Battle of Telamon to the Battle of Alesia. Stay tuned to the Celtic History Podcast, and thank you all for staying with me during this turbulent time. And I will see you next time on the Celtic History Podcast.